20 years ago, there were no sidewalk curb cuts. After breaking his back in 1977, Jeff Fox of Superior was taught to jump onto sidewalks. He says disabled Americans have come a long way, but there's more to accomplish.
I would like to be able to go into any town anywhere and get into all the stores with no problem. The front doors. You go to some towns and you want to take the public transportation and they say, oh, well, you don't have the disabled pass. Well, gee whiz, I'm in a wheelchair. You know, I can't walk. All I should have to do is say I can't walk and I should get the disabled pass.
North Country Independent Living Specialist Stuart Holman of Ashland has cerebral palsy. Holman says the ADA changed his life.
When I grew up, there was more barriers that we had to face with inaccessible buildings, government buildings, city halls. Restaurants were far more inaccessible, and public events such as this, facilities in our community were inaccessible. Now they need to be, and it's part of my responsibility as a consumer, a person with a disability, to let folks know that improvements still need to be made. A lot of progress has been made, but we have a long way to go.
Holman says businesses that are more disability-friendly will see more customers because of it. Laura Podgornik, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.